Kate Pollitt says K. Ryan's poems are like diamonds, small, sharp, and brilliant. My choice of poet today on The Poet's Weave is K. Ryan. I'm Jenny Kander. Widely published and a winner of numerous prizes, including 2 pushcarts, Ryan is a recipient of the Ruth Lilly Poetry Prize, which honors long-time achievements of American poets. From her book, Say Uncle, The Pass. Even in climes without snow, one cannot go forward sometimes. Things test you. You are a part of the donors or part of the rescue. A muleteer in ear flaps, a formerly hearty Midwestern farmer, perhaps. Both parties trapped within sight of the pass. Don't look back. This is not a problem for the necklace. Fish cannot recklessly swivel their heads to check on their fry. No one expects this. They are torpedoes of disinterest, compact capsules that rely on the odds for survival, unfollowed by the exact and modest number of goslings the S-necked goose is, who, if she looks back, acknowledges losses, and if she does not, also loses. The old cosmologists. When their cosmology grows soft and spongy and unreal, the old cosmologists get touchy. They feel they should have held it off. They should have known about it in advance. They should have stretched the interstellar cloth or sewn a row of stars along a rift just to the left of Mars or guessed about a pin-sized patch of purple gas or grafted comets tail to tail, and thus, or otherwise, suppressed the drift. As if change were not something that just happens at certain stages, but a private test failed moment by moment, as age is. It's always darkest just before the dawn. But how dark is darkest? Does it get jet or tar black? Does it glint and increase in hardness, or turn viscous? Are there stages of darkness and chips to match against its increments, holding them up to our blindness, estimating when they'll have the night behind us? Blunt. If we could love the blunt and not the point, we would almost constantly have what we want. What is the blunt of this, I would ask you? Our conversation weeding up like the Sargasso. Diamonds. Is the snail sharpened by crawling over diamonds? Is her foot hardened so it can't carry her? No, snails make mucus. Even the most precious barriers to lettuce are useless. Herring. 1,000 tiny silver thoughtlets play in the mind, untarnished as herring. They shudder like blinds, then sliver, then utterly vanish. Is it unkind to hope some will eat others? Is it uncaring? The Museum of False Starts. It is incredibly beautiful but unfinished, actually hardly more than imagined. There are the beginnings of a gallery of ribbon-lovely thoughts that vanish, shadowy gardens briefly visible at shifting angles, and, caught in an ancient ash, the single spiralling horn of an otherwise unfashioned animal. You've been listening to poems by K. Ryan on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.